In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Marvel teases Age of Revelation. Alex Ross releases Superman number one cover. Jeff Lemire's The Nobody gets a new edition. This is Comic Book Club News for July 7, 2025. Spinning out of the events in last week's X-Men, Marvel Comics is teasing something called the Age of Revelation. In the brief teaser, which we'll get more info added to it later this week, art from Umberto Ramos shows off Cyclops and the classic Mark Silvestri Wolverine nailed to a big wooden X cover with other characters hidden shaded in the background. The text is simple that, quote, X years from today, the Age of Revelation is upon us. And there's the added tease that whatever it is will happen this October. The backstory here is that the end of the Heir of Apocalypse miniseries, Doug Ramsey, aka Cypher, was turned into Revelation, and tasked with continuing Apocalypse's mission to weed out unworthy mutants through survival of the fittest. And in X-Men number 19, Doug tried to wrap his head around what that means. And September's solicits for X-Men number 22 tease that Doug arrives in Alaska, ushering in an event in October. So will this be an alternate universe riff like Age of Apocalypse, an X-Men line-wide event, or just a storyline in X-Men? We'll know later this week. It's Superman week, thanks to the upcoming release of the movie. And of course, artist Alex Ross is getting in on the game with a new cover for a facsimile edition of Superman number 1. Per 13th Dimension, the cover will be released at San Diego Comic-Con at Ross's booth, but is also available on a waiting list in his online shop now. The book is a complete reprint of the original Superman number 1, not Action Comics, the first appearance of the Man of Steel. And it comes with Ross's tribute to the original 1939 cover by Joe Shuster. While the painting by Ross is not new, the vintage packaging is. And it will seemingly not be available on the Superman number 1 facsimile DC is releasing in stores on July 30. So if you want a copy, time to book a plane ticket to San Diego. Jeff Lemire's reimagining of H.G. Wells' The Invisible Man has long been out of print, but now it'll get a new edition from Dark Horse. The book is written and illustrated by Lemire and lettered by Sean Cannott. Alongside the H.G. Wells book, it also takes inspiration from Joe Kubert's The Unknown Soldier and Twin Peaks. Per PR from the publisher, quote, "The tiny, isolated fishing village of Largemouth never saw much excitement until the arrival of the mysterious stranger, that is. Wrapped from head to toe in bandages and wearing weird goggles, he quietly took up residence in the sleepy town's motel. Driven by curiosity, the townsfolk begin to unlock the secrets he holds." The graphic novel runs 176 pages and will hit comic shops on February 4, 2026. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And while you're in San Diego, you should check out The Zoo. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.